This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's has conquered ergonomics, back in the day, that was sort of almost like a theory. And they went out there, especially with their particular niche they decided to fill, ergonomic gun stocks, and they did the work. They did the leg work, and they did the homework, and they did the math work, and they did the nuts and bolts and tried everything and came up with what they have, which is ergonomic excellence. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There are a significant number of people here in these United States who have decided not to own a gun, a firearm of any type, and who want to ensure, or they want the government to ensure, as many other Americans as possible are forcibly disarmed. They are a small but very vocal minority. To most people in the gun culture, this is an alien mindset. It's worthwhile to try to understand the other side of an argument. The anti-gun left routinely attempts to shout down and silence gun rights supporters. One of the strengths of the Second Amendment supporter is the willingness to engage with people who would like to see them forcibly disarmed. And there's a simple way to understand the thinking of most people who want you disarmed. Make the internal assumption, for the sake of understanding them, that you have deliberately chosen to be unarmed. That is not that hard to do. Being armed requires effort. You have to choose to be responsible. You have to practice self-discipline. You have to adopt safe gun handling practices, and you have to train. You think about unpleasant possibilities, and you plan for them. In many states, becoming armed takes considerable legal effort. You have to devote time and money to being a gun owner. Once the decision has been made to be unarmed, many of their reactions to gun owners become understandable. Unarmed people are very uncomfortable around those of us who own and carry guns. Armed people have a significant power advantage over unarmed people. Of course. And many unarmed people don't want to be reminded that armed people have that power. To avoid this, they want to force other people to be disarmed. That explains why some unarmed people dislike concealed carry, but absolutely hate open carry. They really hate. Open carry is too much of a reminder for some people. I've dealt with politicians locally who cannot stand open carry. And they'll get out there and they will tell me to my face, we're allowing you to carry concealed. Really, thanks so much for that, buddy. Thanks for that, boss. Now, people are more accepting of information that reinforces their personal choice. If you've chosen to be unarmed, you want to hear news items that validate that choice, which, you're not going to find too many of them. No. If a health professional tells you that keeping or bearing arms makes you less safe in your home and on the street, you will have an intrinsic bias toward believing them because they're professionals. They're doctors, for goodness sakes. if a politician proposes that restrictions be placed on gun owners and gun buyers, that makes perfect sense to you. You don't want to own a gun or intend to buy a gun, so these proposals are perceived to be without personal cost. The only costs are borne by the people who have chosen to own firearms. People, by nature, are willing to impose costs on other people if they don't have to pay anything themselves. Any restriction on people being armed will appear to be a positive. The fewer armed people, you know, those who are unarmed have to contend with, the better. It doesn't matter how useless or senseless the restriction, how draconian, how expensive, how ineffective it may be. The deliberately unarmed perceive the personal cost to be zero. Fewer guns equals less fear of an imbalance of power on their part. If you've chosen to be unarmed, if you're one of those, you probably don't have much knowledge about firearms and how they work. Learning and knowing about guns is one of the costs that people avoid by choosing to be unarmed. When gun owners point out technical mistakes in articles and legislation concerning guns, it strikes the unarmed as meaningless, pedantic babble. We're being elitist. We're gun-splaining. Semi-automatic, automatic, who cares? You're not interested in guns, so technical distinctions are beside the point. Because you've chosen to be disarmed, you know you need an armed protector to keep you safe, and that would be the government. To make this choice, you assume that the government is benevolent, concerned with your safety, and always available in your time of need, whenever that may be, no matter how inconvenient it may be. Helps you to assume the need for an armed protector is minimal. Thus, unarmed people constantly attempt to minimize potential threats to their safety and the need for armed protection. This explains the arguments put forward that claims crime in big cities really isn't a problem, the government could never become tyrannical, the danger posed by wild animals is minimal, and the government is often ineffective during emergencies. It explains why so much effort is expended to hide or discredit the millions of times guns are used for self-defense and to prevent crime. The decision to be unarmed depends on a perceived high cost of being armed, perceived low benefits of being armed. Every successful example of a defensive gun use works against that perception, so hence the frequent ridiculous arguments such as the right to feel safe, denigrating gun owners as ammosexuals and bigots. Much of this propaganda from those who want to disarm population is aimed at creating an impression that armed citizens present a net cost rather than a net benefit. Several methods to counter the mindset of the deliberately unarmed can be effective. All work to show benefits of being armed or allowing others to be armed and the cost of those who choose to own guns, you know, choose not to own guns, rather. One of the strongest is to convince deliberately unarmed people that having armed citizens makes them safer. That we use guns millions of times a year to prevent crimes, frequently resulting in criminals behind bars. They need to know that we're not a threat, but we actually prevent crimes that threaten them. People who have carry permits are more law-abiding than police officers. They've stopped numerous crimes and, yeah, even some mass shootings. That's how they don't become mass shootings. They get stopped in the middle of it. We've saved police officers' lives. This information supports the idea that armed citizens are a significant benefit to society and protectors of unarmed people. Assets rather than a danger, but being polite and reasonable during personal or internet discussion helps promote that thought. Reducing the cost of being armed makes an unarmed person more willing to see being armed as a potential choice. If you can bring an unarmed person to a range and ensure they have a good time, you will have significantly increased the information they have about guns and gun owners, which is essentially none, and having that information decreases their perceived cost and, more importantly, their fear of being armed. So, if you show them that being armed might be useful in the future, gives them an incentive to keep their options open. And that's what we're looking for. We need for them to open their mind. We need for them to stop listening to the echo chamber. We need for them to understand that no matter how you feel about it, around you right now today are armed people. And the specter of you possibly being armed, that these criminals have no idea how you feel about it, is what maybe keeps them from jumping you at any given time. But sometimes even those odds fail, and you may be forced to face that situation, and it would be better if you did it prepared. That's what we advocate. Sort of an uphill climb, but, you know, well worth doing it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks. I mean, I don't really know how to act. I don't have the vocabulary, really, necessary to tell you how absolutely great their stocks are. And you know what? I need to make this my business. I need to do this over the next 2 days. I have two stocks for the Scout rifle, and I have not done the video of how these things fit and how these, and I know how they fit, of course, but I'm going to make that video and I'm going to post it up there and let you guys see that for yourself. Let me just say this. This is where something that would typically be considered an art is turned into a science. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We just went through Memorial Day weekend, and typically for Memorial Day, this is where you would see, for veterans, Memorial Day is not really, it's not a celebration. For some veterans, there's a whole lot of things that go along with that Memorial Day, because they remember their friends. I mean, and it doesn't matter whether you were a World War II veteran still living, or somebody that just came back from Afghanistan, Iraq. None of that really matters. What matters is what you remember. And so Memorial Day is a somber day. It is a very somber day for veterans. And it actually started out as something called Decoration Day, which was meant to reunite the country after the Civil War, where people in the United States would decorate the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers. That's where that comes from. So, anyway, that little history lesson out of the way. So we just came through Memorial Day, but we also had something called a die-in staged at Publix Supermarket in Florida, Coral Gables, Florida. David Hogg back at it again. Now, Publix Supermarket, let me tell you about Publix if you have no knowledge of them. Publix is an old school grocery store with a 21st century setup. And when I say they're a old school grocery store, people actually talk to you when you go into Publix. They'll say good morning to you. When you're going through the line, you actually have adults checking you out for the most part. And if they're young people, they're making eye contact with you and talking with you. And that's very old school. I don't know where you're at, but the grocery stores in a lot of ways are becoming almost like Aldi, where there's two people in the store at any given time, and you're just meant to do it all yourself, look for everything yourself and everything else. Publix harkens back to an older time, back when customer service actually meant something. So recently, Publix gave some money to a politician because of his pro-business stance locally in Florida. But for David Hogg, this was a klaxon call a klaxon call to action. You see, they gave some money to a guy who was supported by the NRA. His name is Adam Putnam. He's also a supporter himself for the NRA. So they decided to stage a die-in at a Publix grocery store. Was it effective? And when I say dying, that means they went into the grocery store and laid down and acted dead. Now, from a perspective for Publix, they have decided to suspend political donations. This past Friday, they announced that they would suspend their political contributions to Adam Putnam, a Republican candidate for Florida governor, after being faced with overwhelming pressure to cut ties with him because of his fierce support for the NRA. "We would never knowingly disappoint our customers or the communities we serve," they said in a statement Friday. "As a result, we decided earlier this week to suspend corporate-funded political contributions as we reevaluate our giving process." So, in other words, they caved. They caved hard. That part of it is interesting. But at two Publix supermarkets in Parkland, survivors And listen, I'm getting some Parkland students, okay? David Hogg wasn't in the building where that shooting was occurring. Let's be very clear about that. They walked into a Publix shouting USA, not NRA, as customers navigated their shopping carts around them on the floor, according to the AP. Counter-protesters supporting the NRA turned up at one of the stores where a near confrontation almost occurred between two men before police intervened. The protesters were calling for an end to the support for Putnam, Florida's agricultural commissioner, who has called himself a proud NRA sellout. A lot of people don't support who Publix is supporting. Haley Shepard, a 15-year-old sophomore at Stoneman Douglas, told the Associated Press, it's going to reflect on them as a brand and people shopping here. Child, when you can get a driver's license, come back, and then I'm going to ignore you some more. Let me say something to the press, to the media at large. You're not going to get what you want. We're not going to listen to kids. They're not going to shape their narrative. Sorry. If that were the standard, I would say that, first of all, no one cares. No one. People go to grocery stores to buy food, feed their families, and get on with their day. Only the most hipster of Americans actually care about this type of commercial activism. They usually do it while wearing clothes made from sweatshops, don't they? Second, like Minnesota Vikings fans, these kids are bound for disappointment. I know exactly what that's like. And that's not quite right. It's an absolute devastation because they've already lost. Let me tell you why. The NRA has had record fundraising this year. In fact, the Political Victory Fund raised more than the top three anti-gun PACs combined last month. April was another record month in gun sales, though some of the background checks ran during that period could have been for concealed carry permits. And all of this activity is in support of the Second Amendment and gun ownership. And they also, the NRA also had a goal of increasing membership by 100,000. Well, they soared past that by 900,000. The NRA, which touts its 5 million members, of which, you know, I'm a proud one now, is now a 6 million strong organization. So it would seem that a lot of people support the NRA, the message, the principles, and their agenda. But isn't support for gun control high? Well, according to the press, it is. But it will dip precipitously as time goes on. It happened with Sandy Hook. It's happening now. And there's a reason why new gun control laws are only passed in the most liberal areas of the country, because it's not popular anywhere else. Wherever there's unarmed people, it's always easier to pass more gun control. That's just the way that works. That's why we tried to enter the mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hits the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto is now weakened to a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida Panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, where do I start? Where do I end? Let's just put it this way. Whatever you have, whatever long gun you have, pump gun, bolt gun, semi-auto, it doesn't matter. A Boyd's gun stock will make it better. It'll make it more accurate. It'll be more accurate because you'll be able to get a hold of it so much better. So much better. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. Now then. In Britain, there is a guy named Tommy Robinson. I was asked about him the other day somewhere else. And this is, you know, Britain is the land that bequeathed the world the Magna Carta and the mother of parliaments. But right now with a guy named Tommy Robinson, they are indulging in totalitarianism. And when, you know, this is a guy that has five or six different names. But he is a famous political activist agitating about the threat of radical Islam and attempting to report on the trial of a Muslim grooming gang that allegedly preyed on young English girls, forcing them into prostitution. Now, there were fragmentary reports of his arrest in Leeds 2 days ago for the alleged crimes of breach of the peace and incitement. British writer George Orwell used to talk about the danger of totalitarian through thought control via the corruption of language and the pervasive electronic spying in his novel 1984. They call the act of reporting on a trial breach of the peace and incitement is as Orwellian as war is peace and freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength. Orwell's most famous examples of totalitarian brainwashing. Now, the British authorities, and let's look at Theresa May, the Prime Minister, have now managed to import a policy from Czech writer Franz Kafka, famous for exposing the corruption totalitarians impose on those under their thumbs. In his book, The Trial, the defendant is not allowed to know the charges against him. In the United Kingdom, today, the Brits have imposed a gag order on any reporting of the fate of Tommy Robinson, including his trial and prison sentence. It's almost like they're getting out there and saying, well, you know, we're not even going to acknowledge it. He exists. Bruce Bauer of the Gatestone Institute captures the essence of Kafka logic implicit in the gag order in his title. UK, you're not allowed to talk about it. About what? Don't ask. You should read his entire post to understand the fear of offending Muslims that has the government of the UK descending into a nightmare of totalitarianism. But here is a sample. Following Robinson's arrest, coming from Mr. Bauer, in the space of the next few hours, a judge tried, convicted, and sentenced him to 13 months in jail, and also issued a gag order demanding a total news blackout in the case, on the case in the British news media. Robinson, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, was immediately taken to Hull Prison. Most media outlets were remarkably compliant. News stories that had already been posted online after Robinson's arrest at the Scottish Daily Record, Birmingham Live, The Mirror, RT, and Breitbart News were promptly pulled down, although, curiously, a report remained up at The Independent, a left-wing broadsheet that can be counted on to view Robinson as a hooligan. Indeed, The Independent's article described Robinson as far-right and explaining what he was doing outside the courthouse used some scare quotes around the word reporting. And they then summed up the least appealing episodes in his career and blamed him for an attack on the Finsbury Park Mosque last January. Somehow they also got away with publishing a report on London's Saturday rally in support of Robinson. Now, yesterday, and when I say yesterday, I mean a couple of days ago, according to the UK's Evening Standard, hundreds of protesters gathered outside Downing Street, the residence of the Prime Minister, chanting Robinson's name. Twitter also allowed reports on the demonstration to remain up. So, Robinson's supporters expect him to be killed. Because he's going to be in a general population at Hull Prison, owing to the, and in that general population are a large number of Muslim gang members also held at Hull Prison. So you've got a media blackout, and you're gathering a large group of supporters. That's going to be a challenge, to say the least. It will require overseas criticism to bring pressure and maybe just maybe a lawsuit in the UK courts. A British member of the European Parliament raises that possibility. This is coming from Gerard Batten. Tommy Robinson, latest UKIP peer Malcolm Lord Pearson has written to Home Secretary Sajid Javid today saying if Tommy is murdered or injured in prison, he and others will mount a private prosecution against Mr. Javid as an accessory or from his conduct in public office. So Britain sits currently on this precipice. This is not, I mean, this is like being spirited away, having a hood thrown over your head. You're not allowed to know what you've done wrong. You're not allowed to know how long you're going to be gone for. There's nobody knows where you've been taken. Nobody's going to tell anybody where you've been taken. This is being done by the government. This is like, you know, this is like that movie Red with Bruce Willis, where they have these black sites where, and I know we have black sites, don't get me wrong, but this is where, you know, they're taking people and they'll say, nobody knows you're here. We can do whatever we want. You know, that kind of thing. If Robinson is murdered in prison, he will become a martyr. And even far-reaching repression and reporting may not be enough to contain the outrage in an era of text messages, social media, and a world stage. We are far beyond that capability for them to actually stage this. One word of warning. Apple has patented something where they can take and, they can disable entire grid squares of, say, an iPhone. They won't be able to text. They can't take a picture and send it out or anything else. And the question has always been, why would you want that technology? Why would you disable your own product? Right now, in the UK, crime is on the rise. And, I mean, they got cameras everywhere. They are the king of CCTV. And yet this is happening. But, if we start hearing about certain things like this, this will only go so far. Only go so far. And then we'll see what the backlash is. But right now, the UK is, people in the UK are not free at all. Not at all. So we'll see what we see. I don't know if we'll actually be told if Mr. Robinson is murdered in prison, but we got to pay attention to this one. Because don't they always like the way things go in the UK on the left? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's
been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Skyfall, remember that flick? In Skyfall, if you remember the part where Javier Bardem's character is telling James Bond about something that used to happen on this island with the rats, and the rats loved the coconut, but they ate too much coconut, so they captured a bunch of rats, put them in a bag, and then when they ran out of coconut, they started consuming each other. And then the two rats that were left, they let them go to the island because now those rats would only eat rats. How fitting, as we sit here and sort of say, well, you know, what can we draw comparisons to? Now, James Clapper admits that there was an informant in the Trump campaign, but nobody on the left hears a word that he says. I mean, after all, my goodness, how could we think the highly placed, highly moral, highly ethical leaders of the Democrat Party would do anything out of place, immoral or unethical? But we remember when no less an authority on everything than Democratic Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren accused the DNC of rigging the 2016 nomination process. When she was asked on CNN whether she agreed that the party officials conspired with Hillary Clinton, she replied, yes, the Clinton campaign did rig the presidential nominating process by entering into an agreement to control day-to-day operations at the DNC. Old news, right? Democrats cheating other Democrats. They cheated what could charitably be termed the feeble-minded Bernie Sanders branch of their own party, but rig and cheat, they did. Now, article after article defends the cheaters within the FBI, the DOJ, and the Independent Counsel, claims that Trump has eroded public confidence in these fine, upstanding institutions without reason or cause, can be found in every other political column.
and those claims ring hollow. Now, James Clapper admits there was an informant. Warren admits that the Democrats cheat. If confidence in the FBI is eroded, it is not because of what Trump has said. American confidence has melted away because of the actions that the FBI and the DOJ have taken, and in some cases failed to take. It looks like the stain of cheating has blemished every inch of the Democratic Party. It is one thing for Democrats to cheat one another. It's another thing to allow Democrats to forge their duplicitous behavior within the arteries of institutions we rely upon for truth and justice. They're supposed to be blind. They're not supposed to care. They're supposed to hate us all equally. Now, Democrats love other Democrats, yet look at what one group of Democrats did to another group of Democrats just to gain power. They rigged, and they cheated, and they admit it. Think of what they'll do to you if they get away with it. Think of that. Like other rats, the left eventually runs out of me and you, and then all that's left is each other. And they deal with that. Former President Barack Obama, his presence on the world stage has coincided with chaos springing up everywhere that they seek to make an impact. And his stance is not surprising, especially because the community organizer hasn't kept secret his affinity for the Marxist-Communist worldview. As detailed in the late Saul Alinsky's textbook for militants titled Rules for Radicals, A Pragmatic Primer for Realistic Radicals. Alinsky warned one time, society has good reason to fear the radical. Every shaking advance of mankind toward equality and justice has come from the radical. He hits, he hurts, he is dangerous. Conservative interests know that while liberals are more adept at breaking their own necks with their tongues, radicals are most adept at breaking the necks of conservatives. Now, like his mentor before him, unabashed radical Barack Obama's goal has always been breaking the necks of conservatives. One of his original Chicago mentors, Mike Kruglick, described Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, as the best student he ever had, a natural, undisputed master of agitation. A description that explains why Obama has been capable of inspiring turmoil via propaganda, disguised as stuff like global concern and nonpartisan politics. Whenever he was on the road, he recited the world as it should be mantra in every nation he visited. On tour, he blamed the U.S. for the world's woes and promised a future where the planet would heal from our domination. What he failed to articulate was that in his world as it should be, there's a class of power elite that rule over useful eaters who possess limited rights, are unarmed, are forced to share the wealth, and whose numbers are controlled via abortion and government-run health care. Obama never disclosed that his anti-American world would be gender-neutral, militarily weak, antagonistic toward white males, Western civilization and prosperity, Muslim-friendly, success-adverse, and racially volatile. His tenure ended 2 years ago, and the former president continues to tirelessly goad the world's youth toward implementing the Alinsky agenda. If anything, he's even more motivated to fundamentally transform the world as it is into the world as Alinsky thought it should be. Recently, with radical leftist types coming up in Parkland, Obama used it as an opportunity to address the raw potential he sees in America's youth. Unable to contain himself, he took to Twitter to laud the anti-gun to activist teams and to applaud chaos, rebellion, and unpatriotic sentiment. He said, what did he say? How inspiring to see it again in so many smart, fearless students standing up for their right to be safe, marching and organizing to remake the world as it should be. We've been waiting for you, and we've got your backs. He quoted Saul Alinsky in the tweet when he flattered the student protesters for attempting to remake the world as it should be, which translated means the world as it should be per Barack Obama's anti-constitutional vision. More recently, he cited Alinsky again. This time his commentary was in response to his $500 million presidential library, located in war-torn Chicago, being given the green light. In part, his tweet said that the presidential center is for the leaders of tomorrow who are ready to step up and build the world as it should be. another clarion call to the young people asking them to pick up the transformational torch and help change the world into the Marxist communitarian enclave that Barack and Michelle think it should be. The good news for Obama is that of late, the Chicago-based presidential library isn't the only training ground available to do what Alinsky described as rubbing raw the sores of discontent. The ability for him to foment problems began in South Side of Chicago, then advanced to the Oval Office, and now he's got a multi-year Netflix deal. And his platform is about to ascend to a global stage. The paid cable entertainment enterprise will assist Obama in his effort and pay him millions to agitate international restlessness concerning things like racial, gender, and economic inequity. If he were truthful, he would have told his audience when he went to Las Vegas that the entertainment company will pay him a lot of money to tell stories he hopes will prompt people to believe they've been mistreated. And despite what he says, his aim at Netflix will be to advance a venue where a particular brand of story is considered fair, valued, and contributory toward the world as it should be. After mentioning Springsteen and Lin-Manuel Miranda, he went on to criticize America and offer the techie audience world as it should be answers that feigned a disingenuous desire to cultivate institutions based on rule of law. But that's not what he wants. That's not what he wants. Trump sees the world as a place where an exceptional America is powerful and human life is respected and borders are secure. A world where racial and all this racial animus is minimized. Patriotism is strong and America preeminent, which according to Alinsky pupil Barack Obama, that's not the world as it should be. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.